will be 6 individual units within the facility, and it will cover both long-term care, residential, dementia care, and also short-term care, all of which will ensure that residents will receive a high standard of care in a homely and modern environment.
And how many of those beds are short-term care beds, or is that flexible, Frank, depending on general occupancy?
The current makeup, as we speak, Greg, is 52 long-term care and then 28 short-term care. Mm-hmm. That will be monitored over time, and it will take time to actually fill the hospital. It wouldn't be automatically full at 80, and we will, I suppose, assess it and judge it as the needs of the local population during that time. But as we speak, it's 52 long-term care, and then the 8 assessment dementia beds, and then 20 short-term care.
So is it fair to say that this will help to ease pressure on hospitals, potentially, with care that's not required in an acute hospital setting able to be provided in Ballyshannon?
Absolutely, yes. Any short-term beds that we are able to bring into the system would certainly assist with any delays or any overcrowding within the community or the hospital services. And paying particular attention, our goal is to keep people at home. But naturally enough, the short-term beds will be able to assist with earlier discharges from the acute service, but also it will be able to take admissions from the GP services and from our integrated care programme for older people, the teams that we have in the community as well.
And presumably the practice or the process of moving people into this new facility, I mean, it's a sensitive enough area as well, presumably, it has to be treated on a case-by-case basis with plenty of consultation and explanation. Is that kind of how it works?
Oh, absolutely. Well, every long-term care person would have a full formal assessment by consultant geriatrician. That takes place, and that's done by a placement panel to make sure that people require long-term care. There would be absolutely full consultation with the residents themselves, families and friends of the person. So nobody would be put into long-term care without due consultation.
Yeah, I meant in terms of moving maybe from one facility to another, Frank. I know there's a very robust procedure there to ensure that it's suitable for the patient and everyone around them, but presumably some people will be moved from other facilities into this new facility. Or maybe I'm wrong. Sorry, Frank, if I am.
Oh, no. The Rock Shield, where this is... The people, the Rock the Shield, those patients will be transferred over to the new facility. There will be absolute full consultation with families of the people and the people themselves in relation to the move, and it'll be to a really fantastic new facility,
for sure,
which will be for their good as well.
I was just kind of recognising there's a wee bit of upheaval whenever you move from one place to the next, but I'm sure that'll all work out well.
Sure.
So it should all be up and running hopefully March, April then. So the finishing touches effectively is what's going on at the moment.
Well, from March and April, then we have the process of getting the hospital registered with HICWA. That takes time. So that will be a full inspection from top to toe by the Health Information and Quality Authority. And until they're satisfied, we have to wait till registration. But I do believe that we have a lot of work gone into the facility, which should aid to getting it fully registered with the authority. And then there would be full consultation with staff, with the trade union organisations as well, to make sure that everything can move as smoothly as possible.
Brilliant. And I presume we're hoping to see, I'm not sure if it falls under your responsibility, Frank, similar type of progress in the Letterkenny area soon with big plans for a similar facility, I think, in the offing?
Yeah, correct. It's planned for a 110-bed facility, which will provide very similar services, short-term care, long-term care. Now, the exact breakdown of the beds hasn't been decided yet. That is well underway. As we are also planning for a new build up in Leitrim. I know it's not your area.
No, that's fine. No, just a crossover.
We have plans. We actually have very good plans within the CHC, the LMS, for making sure that we're able to cater for the growth of people who will require care, both from short-term care and long-term care.